More than half of the 400 randomly selected poll respondents said the U.S. war with Iraq has made this country less safe from the threat of terrorism. That said, a majority thinks the U.S. military should stay in Iraq. But an analyst with the St. Norbert College Survey Center says there's disagreement as to the levels of troops that should remain. Wendy Scattergood says respondents were equally divided over four given choices. People were asked if the number of troops should be increased, stay the same, decrease somewhat, or be immediately withdrawn. Scattergood says 22% of the respondents opted for immediate withdrawal, and for them, that portion of the survey ended.
But for everybody else, we asked them, should we set a timetable or not? And 55% said we should not. So I think that's pretty clear support that there's, other than the people who want to immediately withdraw, that they don't want to set a specific timetable.
The poll also asked which political party would do a better job handling the situation in Iraq. Most, 47%, chose Democrats. 36% said Republicans. But when asked about the overall war on terrorism, not including Iraq, respondents were evenly divided between the two major parties. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.